الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
The next section is about when is it permissible for you to break the fast. As you know, we said it's a major sin to intentionally, deliberately, without a need, break a fast after having started in the day of Ramadan without an excuse. And it requires what? Kafara. Stay awake, brothers and sisters. It requires kafara. However, in certain situations, it is permitted, it is lawful, it is permissible, it is halal to break your fast. Invalidate it. Eat it in the middle of the day. Eat in the middle of the day. When? Simple. This is very, very simple. What have I written there? What's there in the new note? Yeah. When somebody is attacked by severe illness, disease, sickness. You know, you're perfectly healthy. You started your fast. And now you need to take medicine. Otherwise, you know, it's very serious your situation. You break your fast, make qada later on, no kafar. You have to do qada. And again, either your past experience, or either it's obvious, or either in the opinion of the expert medical Muslim doctor, your life is endangered. You fear for yourself, for your health. But remember here, this condition is a bit more strict. Bit more strict than what? Not keeping a fast altogether. You know, in the previous section, we said number one was an ill person. It's the same details, but here it's somewhat more strict. Not fasting altogether. You have to be ill. The doctor says, look, it's harmful for you to fast. Yeah? But if it's harmful, it's okay, you don't have to fast. But to break your fast after you start it, it has to be a bit more extreme. You really have to seriously be in danger of something disastrous happening to you. Either you think you will die, or you will become paralyzed, or something serious will happen to you. Only then you break your fast, because you've already started. You understand the difference? Sisters and brothers, brothers and sisters, you understand? When something seriously, you fear something serious upon yourself. Allahu Akbar. And number two, again, when there's extreme hunger or thirst, somebody is extremely hungry, extremely thirsty, to the point that they fear upon themselves that their life is threatened. Their life is at risk. Then it's permissible to do what? Break the fast. In both situations, will there be qada and kafara or just qada? Okay. Next section, the rules of qada. Qada is the makeup. Permissible when? In all days. Whenever you want to do qada, it's permissible. Okay? Except the 2 days of Eid, Al-Fitr wal Adha, and also the 3 days subsequent to the Eid al-Adha, the 13th, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. One point about qada is that a human being should hasten towards doing the qada, making up the fasts. Try your best, do it as soon as possible. Do it straight after Ramadan if you can. Sisters who, you know, have been on the menstrual periods, try to do it as much as possible. As quick as possible. But it's not necessary, and neither is continuity a condition. Neither is continuity a condition. What does that mean? Continuity is not a condition. You don't have to do them all together consecutively. You can do them like one and then have the rest of the days, then the next. And it's actually good. You should try your best to finish them off, complete them before the next Ramadan comes. So if last year, if you had 2 fasts or 5 or 7 that you missed, then by today you should have finished. If you haven't, then you don't do qada in Ramadan now. Okay, because Ramadan is exclusively for Ramadan. You just do your Ramadan and then last year's qada, do it after this Ramadan. Remember that. Clear?